Darren Wilson says there's nothing he could have done differently during the August 9th confrontation with Michael Brown. The Ferguson police officer, who remains on administrative leave, says that while he's sorry about Brown's death, he has a clear conscience over his actions. Wilson says he feared for his life, and if the 18-year-old had been white, the encounter would have unfolded the same way, adding, he knows he did his job right. In an interview with ABC News, Wilson says when he stopped Michael Brown, at no time did the unarmed 18-year-old put his hands up. Wilson says Brown didn't get on the ground as instructed, and instead began charging at him. That's when Wilson says he fired his weapon twice, and as Brown continued in his direction, he resumed fire, ending with a fatal shot to the head. I'm Matt Small.